We may be doing so many activities under the banner of spirituality, and
that
we
is
think, you know, attending a program, going a program, all those things are okay. Those are all called collective sadhana. Collective sadhana, if it has to become effective, it should be supported by individual sadhana. Individual sadhana is far, far, far more important than collective sadhana. All of us go to temples, visit ashrams, meet so-and-so, read so-and-so, all those things are there. But what is essentially is those things are for preparing our mind to go within in some form. And as we keep on moving toward that, mysteriously we will find we get the right guidance, right book, right thought, everything will get. So now, for example, when we go through Papa's life, what we find is that we try to have an inner dialogue with him. So every day morning, suppose we set apart 10 minutes, 5 minutes or 10 minutes to have an inner dialogue with him. How do we develop that dialogue? We keep on thinking that the breathing is going on not because of me, the heart beats not because of me, the blood circulates not because of me, the digestion takes place not because of me, so many other things, seeing, hearing, everything goes not because of me. So then there is a power other than me. I slowly start recognizing it at the physiological level, at the psychological level. I find, you know, I slept, I dreamt, I am in the waking. There is one entity who is watching the sleeping and dream. Because it can't be the waking eye, if it is there in the sleep, it cannot sleep. So which is that power, that awareness? When I say I was an adolescent, I became an adult, I became a young man, I became a middle-aged person, now I am a senior citizen. Every time that I kept on changing. Changing in the sense my priorities, my preferences, my likes and dislikes, my rights and wrongs, my cravings, my infatuation, my ambition, my desire, my possessiveness. Everything has been changing from period to period. But still somebody watches and says, I was that, I was this, I was that, I was this. Who is that common denominator? The watcher I. So like that we keep on bringing into our mind that there is another power other than me at the psychological plane, and at the same Shakti is there in the physiological plane. Then I open my eyes and see that every day morning I feel that there is sunrise. Every day evening I feel there is sunset. And because I was a student of physics, people tell me it is because of the earth rotates. I find the wind blows. I find a seed becoming a seedling, seedling becoming a plant, plant becoming a tree. I find flowering, fruition, different tastes, where from it came. So there is one power. The bitterness of the bitter gourd, the sweetness of the sugar cane, the spiciness of the chili. Like that, you know, where from it has originated. Different flowers, different fruits, different vegetables, different species. There should be an origin for that. So like that, you know, I keep on bringing all these dimensions in my mind and slowly asserting that there is a higher power other than me. With this background, I close my eyes and I search for the eye, then small eye. Do I find it? I am talking now. I am sitting now under the fan. That's what I feel. So there is an eye there. And I close my eyes when I try to search for that eye. I don't find him anywhere. Right from head to foot, I search for him. I am unable to localize him. Is it not? Try. You know, you have to try there. And then, so that means he is not there. But the moment I open eyes, when I deal with men and matter, the eye comes. So then I slowly realize that it is the relative eye. Given to me for doing vyavahar. That is not the ultimate I. This much clarity should come. And then I feel, no, there is a power which is inside my body, outside me. That power is there in me as a life force. I say, okay, I will try to locate my life force. I close my eyes and start searching it. Then I find the life force also cannot be localized. It cannot be pinpointed. It cannot be identified. But I know that there is life. Otherwise, I am dead. I will not be talking now. Achha, if that is the case, where is the life force now? I can't get an answer. Then I go to the masters. So in Papa's case, he says, there is one life, one truth. So that means I don't have an individual life apart from the universal life. Intellectually, we understand this much. And then try to experientially feel it. So this is called the inward journey. And whenever the mind tries to go out, bring it back with mental chanting. It will emerge, you know, after your so many days of practice, one thing will become clear. What is a relative I and what is the ultimate I? And then we are not running away. We are not condemning the relative I. It has been given to us to function the job entrusted to him by that power. Okay. But I was mistakenly thinking that that is the ultimate. Now I know that it is only a relative truth, not the ultimate truth. So now I must get myself stabilized in the ultimate truth and then function as a related truth. This is the inward journey process, not just hearing, because then it becomes intellectual. It should slowly percolate, drop by drop, it should percolate.